his own, say in his teams, and he's all arms and legs, and stumbles around, and can't hardly walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say, well, at that age, he's up there.
Say a lanky?
No. Any other thing you might use there?
Oh. Can't call it.
Would you ever use a, say, awkward there?
Awkward, yes.
What about a, he's gamely?
Now that would be more of the, his build, you know, his long legs, long arms, gangly.
Oh, let's see. A person who keeps on doing things that just really don't make any sense. You said, well, he's...
Nonsense?
Yeah, or what else might you say? Or is he's just a...
Showing out?
Yeah. Would you say he's a foolish person or anything like that?
Well, probably. So, mostly we say showing out.
Okay. Let's see. A person who a man who never spends his money, you call him
a miser.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who, well, if you do the work, he'll pay you, but you really have to earn it. You might call him one. Instead of a miser, you might.
Now, spendthrift is the opposite of miser.
Yeah, would you ever call him maybe a tightwad?
Tightwad, I guess that's right.
When you use the word common about a person, is that a good or a bad term?
Well, it's not a bad term, but it's just plain. That's what I term common is, a plain person.
Now, an old person about 80, say, maybe who still does his farm work and doesn't get tired, and goes a lot, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Spry.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might say there?
He acts young.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when you have children at home, something like that, and they were out just a little later, you know, than you expected them to be, and you didn't, you know, you trusted them and you weren't that upset, but you might say, well, it's not that I don't trust them, I just feel...
uneasy.
Yeah, a little uneasy, something like that. A little kid might say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Any other words that people might...
Scared.
You ever heard of feared? I'm afeard of the dark. You ever heard that around here?
I don't believe so.
Let's see. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
was afraid.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. Now she... say so that she's... in the past wasn't afraid. You might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. Now she...
she was afraid.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, maybe in the door unlocked, and just things like that, and might just leave his bill full line around. And say, well,
careless.
Yeah. And say that there's a person, there's nothing really wrong with that person, but you know, sometimes he acts kind of, you know.
Peculiar.
Mm-hmm. Any other word you might use there?
I can't think of
it. Would you say, well, she acts just a little queer or something like
queer.
That?
Sometimes say that.
A person who is just real sure of himself, never wants to change, you might say something. Don't be so...
set in your ways.
Any other kind of word you might use there? You might call that person a... say a person especially who likes to argue a lot, just real argumentative. Can't convince him he's wrong ever. Any word you might use there?
I can't think of anything.
Would you ever call him, say, bullheaded?